8:43 on the Wake Up Zone at 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Top of the hour, the midday 180. But now let's bring in Zach Cox from Nesson, covers the New England Patriots. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, right off the top, the Cam Newton signing. How has that gone over, not only with the media, but with Patriots fans?
I think it's gone over pretty well. I think people were, both in the media and in the fan base, were probably a little surprised initially, just because it did seem to be trending toward a situation where the Patriots were going to go into the season with Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer as their two quarterbacks, as kind of crazy as that did sound. But once that initial surprise wore off and you look at the specifics of this deal, there's really nothing not to like about it. I mean, you're paying a guy who is a former NFL MVP, was one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL as recently as 2 or 3 years ago. You're basically paying him nothing. And then even if he hits every incentive in this contract, he'll still be one of the lowest paid starting quarterbacks in the NFL. So I think all around this is just a no-brainer deal for the Patriots. We'll see how Cam Newton actually looks, whether he's healthy, whether he's lost a step at all, but for the price that they paid for this, it's absolutely worth a shot.
There are some who are predicting that Cam will not be the starting quarterback once the season starts. What are your thoughts on that? And, you know, his relationship with Belichick, how do you think that's going to be?
Relationship-wise, I think it's going to be – I don't think there are going to be any issues there. Bill Belichick over the years has been extremely complimentary of Cam Newton, going back to the times where he faced the Patriots in 2013 and 2017. Had a lot of praise for him both of those times. And the Patriots have had a history of bringing in guys who with kind of big personalities that maybe don't fit the exact kind of Patriot way mold. And they've been able, a lot of those guys have been able to have success in New England. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. Whether he's going to be the starting quarterback, I think he's the clear favorite at this point. I don't think it's a kind of write him in Sharpie 100% kind of deal, just because, as I mentioned before, you have the health questions and the fact that he hasn't been, I mean, basically since the first half of the 2018 season was the last time we really saw full strength Cam Newton. So if he is healthy, and unless his game has kind of completely fallen apart in the last 2 years, I do think that he will be the starting quarterback here, but I don't think I wouldn't be flabbergasted if it ends up being Jarrett Stidham because Cam Newton just didn't work out for whatever reason. But I do think Newton has to be viewed as the obvious favorite for that job right now.
We're speaking to Zach Cox, who covers the Patriots for Nesson.
Hey, Zach, on that same note then, if Cam Newton is presumed to start, if all things are go with his health, let's say Stidham is the backup. Isn't that actually the better position to be in if you're Stidham just to come off the bench in case Cam doesn't perform well? Because if the roles were reversed and Stidham's a starter and he doesn't play well because he doesn't have a lot of experience, then he loses all confidence and they put Cam Newton in there. So how do you view that?
No, it's definitely a good point. I mean, being from a pressure standpoint, there really isn't a bigger pressure-filled position in the NFL than replacing Tom Brady. And I think Cam Newton, with his kind of history and experience, would be better suited to handle that pressure. And then giving kind of Jarrett Stidham a little bit of time to, whether it be another year or whether it be a little bit later in the season, to kind of give him a little more time to develop and mature in that regard. I like Jarrett Stidham. I think that there is a very good chance that he does become the Patriots' starting quarterback down the line at some point, whether that's this year, whether that's next year. But I think for the Patriots would be in the best position if Cam Newton does come out and win that job handily and give Jarrett Stidham another year to develop and learn and do all those things that an NFL quarterback has to do.
Would this statement be true that, Coach Belichick actually was going into this season as though Stidham is his starting quarterback?
You mean like going into training camp or coming into the season with Stidham as the starting quarterback? I think, as I said, I think Stidham can be the starting quarterback for the Patriots this year. I think there's even a very slight chance that Stidham beats out a healthy Cam Newton in training camp if he just comes on and really builds on the impressive preseason we saw from him last year. And with the way Bill Belichick runs things, I honestly wouldn't be shocked if Brian Hoyer takes the first team rep in training camp just as a kind of, hey, we're not going to give this job to anybody type thing. It's an open competition. But overall, with all the factors that go into it, I do think that you have to view Cam Newton as the obvious favorite here, assuming he is healthy and assuming he looks anything like the Cam Newton we saw a few years ago.
Right. Well, I guess to that note, you know, Cam put out the video, and this is where people, you know, a little iffy with Cam, and Bill runs his show the way he likes to run it, and he puts out the video, just nothing hard, you know, it's harmless, it's off-season, talking about, you know, you're doubting me and all these things, and kind of, you know, letting him know that he's going to be a lion and, you know, going through all these little sayings and everything else. But what happens during the season, because that's a little taste of who Cam is, when all of a sudden – Bill decides, you know what, we're only going to use you as the running quarterback this game, and we're going to start Stidham or Hoyer, and you're now going to be the backup. How do you think Cam Newton will respond to that?
That's the one scenario where I could see maybe Cam Newton's personality and his sort of approach maybe sort of – that's the one area I could see that might be a problem. If Cam Newton comes in and he's either the starting quarterback or he's hurt and he doesn't make the team, I don't think either of those are going to be an issue. But if you do see a scenario where Jarrett Stidham plays well enough this summer that Belichick goes to Cam Newton and says, hey, Cam, we want you on the team, but you're going to be the backup to Jarrett Stidham. Maybe we'll use you in some packages. Maybe we'll do some wild card type stuff with you, but you're not going to be the starting quarterback. Then I don't know how he's going to handle that. As you mentioned, he seems to be very motivated. He seems to think that he can still play at the level that he played at a couple of years ago. And if he thinks he's playing well and Bill Belichick doesn't want him or would prefer to have Jarrett Stidham in there for any sort of scenario, then I could see some potential friction there. So that is definitely going to be something to watch. We haven't gotten a chance to personally speak to Cam Newton yet. The deal actually, I don't even think is totally official. The Patriots haven't announced it, but that's definitely going to be something that will be asked of him, how he'll handle kind of potential scenarios other than being the no question number one starter who's in there for every play.
All right, we're on with Zach Cockwin Nesson. Mark?
Zach, let me ask you the Tom Brady text, I guess, to his throwing coach, Tom House, that football is fun again. How did you interpret that?
Basically, as it interpreted it as he was saying that he feels like football is fun again, honestly. I mean, it's been a big kind of storyline around here the final few years of Brady's tenure that he just didn't feel like he was having as much fun as he did earlier in his career for whatever reason, for kind of tension with Bill Belichick, for unhappy last year it was a lot of unhappiness with the players that were around him. With the kind of talent that he had at wide receiver and at tight end. And I think that he feels like he's kind of in a fresh start and in a new scenario, and you can't have much better or many better players around him, many better skill players than he has down there in Tampa with Gronk and with Mike Evans, with Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, all of those guys down there. He has to view that as basically kind of an answer to his prayers for what he was asking for last year. Now, we'll see how it all goes once kind of the teams reconvene and he's actually playing under a new coaching staff and in a slightly new system and all that, how that works out. But right now, I think he feels a little rejuvenated in being outside of New England and kind of getting to try something new for himself.
Great stuff, Zach. Thanks a lot. Be safe.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's the story from New England. Cam, not a lock to be a starter. And that could be one of the real interesting storylines in the NFL this year.
Something I said earlier, right initially of the signing, and that's where the rubber meets the road with Cam. Because Cam I am ain't liking none of that. I'm telling you, wait. Superman will meet Kryptonite, and the Kryptonite is Bill Belichick.
Wow. Could be. All right, our show for today. Midday 180 is next. Have a good one.
Happy Tuesday!
Wu-Tang, y'all.